What up, y'all? Yo, check it out, man. We got news upon news upon news. We got news that'll fit your shoes. And we got news that'll blow the wig off your fucking bowls.
You know, some people say, in some neighborhoods, they say, what it do? Other people say, what it is? But Juggalos, we say, what up, though? Woo-hoo! You know, thank you everybody for coming, man, seriously. Once again, my fucking throat is the victim of the gathering yet again. If anybody else sounds like they've been gurgling fucking gasoline ice cubes and lint jumping jacks, put your hands in the air. Thank God I'm not alone, because I know I sound like the fucking Cookie Monster on fucking
Lava Rocks.
But this is really surreal to be standing there right here in front of y'all, because me and Shaggy have been waiting for this seminar for a long time now. It's a very, very big seminar for us. We have something very big we want to share with everybody, man. Really big. I don't know if everybody's going to feel it's as big as we do, but for us, in our lives, it's pretty fucking big. It's pretty fucking big, man. And I'm a little nervous, you know what I mean? And basically, I said this before, but when we talk to the Juggalos at the gathering, it feels like you ninjas right here in this tent are the heartbeat of the entire Juggalo world. Because if you're at the gathering and you're at the ICP seminar, you are the heartbeat of the Juggalo world. You know what I'm saying? And what we say here, hopefully it will spread out to the rest of the Juggalos all over the dirt ball. And it just starts right here with you ninjas, the heartbeat of the Juggalo world. You see what I'm saying? So when we talk to y'all here, it feels like we're talking to every ninja that's down with the clown. And we have a lot to say to y'all, you know? A lot of things we want to explain to you. And I hope y'all feel what we have to say. And in my pocket, I have my trusty list.
Which I peeped out, there's no fucking way that's your writing, which is actually like a little bit nice.
No, it's not.
Okay. His writing looks like a fucking like 4-year-old like gimp retard fucking albino, I don't know, fucking with two left hands and no pencil with a piece of charcoal caught in his fingernail.
The big news we're gonna save for last, you know what I'm saying? But right now I'm gonna start off. The first thing I wanna talk about is ICP. Once again, I feel like I'm talking to all the Juggalos in the world when I'm talking to y'all, you know, so me and Shaggy, it's a big deal for us. First thing we want to talk about is ICP concerts. Now, I know that for a lot of Juggalos, especially the ninjas here right now today, you know, you've seen us in concert lots of times probably, you know?
Oh, and since they're up here too, perhaps you've seen these two men on many of stages with us as well.
That's right.
Mikey Clark,
y'all, super producer.
Come on.
And Legs Diamond.
Legs Diamond, man, right there.
You know, in most of the pictures, Shaggy and myself are ICP, but in the real world, in reality, the four of us, this is Insane Clown Posse right
this
here.
This is what makes up ICP. That's pretty nice.
The thing about ICP shows is, you know, I know that, you know, we have a lot of songs that we do every time we do a concert. You know, people say, why don't you guys do more different shit when you do concerts, you know? That comes from years of touring. You know, we've learned what songs seem to get the best reaction and what songs seem to be what everybody loves to sing along to the most. So those songs we like to incorporate a lot into our shows. You feel what I'm saying? There are other songs that are dope to do in concert, yet people seem to kind of stop and listen when you're doing those songs, and it kind of kills the flavor of the concert. You know what I'm saying?
The mood dips.
The mood dips, you know?
Keep that shit hype going.
So while it'd be the shit to do something like Amy's in the Attic or Prom Queen, you know, lot of our old shit and a lot of the cooler story songs and everything. The simple fact is, when you do those in concert, things kind of dip down and people kind of slow down and listen. And you don't want that when you're hyping and when you're in the moment. You know, that's why we select these certain songs and those become our favorite to perform in concert. I'm just trying to explain ourselves in case you wonder, why is it you always do the same shit, you know what I mean?
It kind of goes with, I remember I asked a few years back, I was like, what would happen if we didn't do Chicken Hunting at one of our shows? And everybody was like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I was like, whoa.
We have to do Chicken Hunting, right? What if we did a concert and didn't do Chicken Hunting?
There's certain staples that we gotta do every time we do a show to keep that shit hype for everybody that's watching this shit. You know what I'm saying?
And people like to hear the show must go on, too. You know what I'm saying? People like to hear these songs. And we've learned over the years that these ones get over dope in concert. These other ones don't. So that's where we get our selection from. However, I have an announcement to make right now to the heartbeat of the Juggalo world. And that announcement is the very next time, I'm not saying from now on, but the very next tour we do, the Mighty Def Pop Tour, I'm proud to tell you for that tour only, Insane Clown Posse is going to present an entirely brand new show. To the heartbeat of the Juggalo world, that's exciting. But there are also Juggalos who, you know, are tied up. They don't have the money or the time to come out, and they don't spend as much time on the internets and reading and you know, things like that, and looking us up online and shit. And they might not like that because they come to hear the classics that they know we're gonna do. They come to hear the Show Must Go Ons and the Tilt-A-Whirls and the, you feel what I'm saying? So win some, lose some. But I just want everybody to know in advance, if you're coming to hear the classics we always do, the Mighty Def Pop Tour is going to be different. It's going to be a whole new show. There will still be chicken hunting.
It will be peppered with classics in there, you know what I'm saying?
But it won't be all classics. There'll be a lot of Def Pop and there'll be a lot of songs we've never done. I'll bet you guys don't know that the song Ned and Gang, does anybody like that song? That's one of our classics, and we only started doing that song about 18 months ago in concert. We never did it our whole career. We just started doing it almost 2 years ago.
Same thing with Bitches, you know what I'm saying?
Bitches. ODB.
You know what I'm saying? We started doing that shit, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, we never did Bitches in concert up until a couple years ago. We started doing it, and now it's become one of our classics. So we're gonna experiment on a Def Pop Tour. We're gonna pull some new shit out of our ass and do some songs from the back catalog that we've never done. We're gonna see what works, man. So if you all are ready for some new shit on stage, come on out to the Mighty Def Pop Tour. So y'all are cool with that? Okay. Make some noise if you wish we would just do that classic Wicked Clown Show we know you love. Who wanted to see that instead? Okay, so you are ready for some new shit. All right, well, we shall deliver.
We're doing that new shit too, so we're on the same page. It's all good.
Also, the next bit of news. We have decided that we are gonna start doing some really fresh shit.
We're gonna flip it up and start doing fresh shit now. You know,
we're gonna start doing some fresh shit.
Leaving all that lame shit behind.
Instead of always being stale as fuck.
Right.
We're gonna do some specialty concerts, check this out, that will be available on the internet for free broadcast everywhere. So the first show I'm gonna announce is gonna happen in Detroit. However, no matter where you live, if you have internet capabilities, you will be able to watch the show live with your homies in your house. Or on your phone or whatever the fuck you got. Your watch, your fucking necklace.
The chip you got implanted in your eyeball.
Right. You may have the internet connected to your contacts. I don't know, but you're going to be able to watch the shit. And the first show we're going to announce is the ultra amazing and fresh show we're going to be doing most likely in November. And that is at St. Andrews Hall in Detroit, where it all started. For 1,000 people only, because that's all St. Andrews holds, we're going to perform the special ultra devastating Rimmelbox concert.
And it's whole entirety, you know what I'm saying? Rimmelbox from beginning to the end, and that's it.
From start to finish, the entire Rimmelbox album.
So you still get chicken hunting.
That's right. And so that's the first thing we're gonna do. But we're also gonna do different things, like we're also planning for very soon in the future, we're also gonna do the Wraith Shangri-La concert as well. And by the way, these will be small venue shows, and when you walk into the venue, the entire venue will be decked out like the Rimmelbox or the Wraith, whatever they see in the tote. And there'll be the official after party. So if you travel to Detroit, you don't have to worry about just seeing that one show. We're gonna schedule other shit around it so you can have a whole weekend full of freshness if you're driving into Detroit. So that's fresh, right? Put your hands in the air if this is your first gathering. Damn.
That's the shit though, man. Welcome to the gathering, motherfuckers. I keep thinking I'm about to get fucking shot over here, man.
Quick announcement. Next year, my son, Lil Wicked Violent JJ, he'll be 8 years old. Therefore, he's old enough. Next year will be his first gathering, y'all. Gathering is age appropriate for eight.
And I think once you're 8 years old, you're old enough to see some titties and some bagel squirt up some assholes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Why not? It's for the kids.
Okay, now we want to talk about real quick. We're just trying to address some things that may confuse people a little bit. We want to talk about the Mighty Death Pop. And we want to talk about how we selected the special guest that we rapped with on the Mighty Death Pop. We just want everybody to know that there were two things we went for on that album as far as who's gonna be on it, okay? First thing we went for was when Shaggy and myself are trying to figure out who we wanna put on our albums and things like that, we realized that Juggalos are from all walks of life, man. They really are. No two Juggalos alike. So there's really, other than people like Tech N9ne, things like that, there's nobody that we can get that we know all of you are gonna like, because everybody's different. Some people come from metal backgrounds, some people come from rap backgrounds, some people come from fucking country backgrounds. So the best we can do is we can look at the people that we love, as that we're fans of, and we realize that if you guys like our shit, there's a good chance you're gonna like the shit that we like as well. You know what I'm saying? That's our thinking. That's how we think when we book the acts that play the gathering. You know, and that's how we think when we do songs with people. Even though a lot of these guys are older school, we know a lot of Juggalos are younger than us. And some of these artists are like, who the fuck is that, you know? But you know how Juggalos are. We don't give a fuck if something's played out in the mainstream. If something's fresh, it's fresh forever in the Juggalo world. You feel what I'm saying? Matter if it's in style or not. Am I right? Like, we don't give a fuck what's hot for this summer. You know what I'm saying?
Justin Bieber?
Right. It don't matter if the shit is in style to the rest of the world. You know what I mean? What's in style here is a whole nother entity. You know what I'm saying? So we try to book some groups like the Ghetto Boys, for example. Yeah. The Ghetto Boys mean everything to Shaggy and myself. Yeah, they mean everything to us. The four of us, love the Ghetto Boys. So we can only assume that even if you never heard of them or never heard their shit, once you hear it, we can only hope that you too will be like, nah, I see why ICP likes them. This shit is dope. You know, that's what the thinking is behind it. The other artists on the album, artists like Fred Durst and Krayshawn and people like that, we wanted to do songs with artists that we figured you would never see coming in a million fucking years.
Come on, who the fuck thought ICP would do a track with Fred Durst? Come on, man.
That's crazy. Dope, man. And, you know, and these artists, by the way, these artists, you know, these artists were proud to do it, you know what I'm saying? They did it for free.
It's not like we call people like, all right, give us $5,000, we'll do it. They're like, fuck yeah, we'll do that shit. You know what I'm saying? So we're like, hell yeah, let's do it.
So they were ever honored to do it because everybody knows the coolest, most loyal, most realest people to ever support you are Juggalos, you know? So when you call them, artists and you say, hey, would you like to do a song with us? They think, damn, all those Juggalos are gonna hear us. Man, that's like a ticket in to the Juggalo world, that respect they want, because people would kill for Juggalo respect, I'm telling you. Because the rest of the world, as soon as it's not popular, the rest of the world's like, fuck you, you know what I'm saying? The Juggalos will stay by your back. Juggalos don't care what's in style. As long as it's dope to them, it lives forever. So we wanted to shock people. We got a lot of artists on the new album that, you know, you're probably like, what the fuck? That was the idea, you know?
But that's not on the skeleton of the death pop. That's on the covered smothered chunk and hash shit. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's on the bonus material. On the actual death pop itself, we only put Tech N9ne and Hobson on there because we know. That's what. We know y'all are feeling that. So we gave you that on the Joker card itself. But on the bonus material, we try to get a little crazy, I guess, and get some weirdos out there and shit.
And doing some weirdo-ass fucking songs as well. Christina Aguilera, come on. Shit's dope, man.
Moving down the freshness list, I want to take a quick second of your time to talk about the Cold 187 album. Big Hutch, I want to let everybody know that that album is something we call a deluxe mixtape. The music on that album is all historical, famous, Psychopathic Records beats. For example, Twisted's I'm So High. Hutch, Big Hutch used that to rap on it one song. You feel what I'm saying? He used some Dark Lotus beats to rap on it. He used some ICP shit to rap on it. He even does a song to Chicken Huntin's beat. But the point is, it's a deluxe mixtape, the new album, The Only Solution. And Hutch is one of our heroes. Once again, we grew up on Above the Law, and he's a huge fucking influence. And we can only assume you guys would hopefully like it the way we liked it. Therefore, we did the album. We worked on it together. We think it's a fucking masterpiece. The whole thing is like Wizard of the Hood. It's one long story. Is Cold 187, he's an assassin, and the whole thing is a story, and the album comes with a comic book. And you can play the album and flip through the comic book and follow along with the story. It's very, very cool. So we figured that's a cool thing to do because Hutch has never done anything like that. And now that he's at Psychopathic, we knew we had to do something special, something different, something y'all would dig. So it's an hour-long story with the comic book, over beats we know you love. So look forward to The Only Solution from Cold 187, y'all. Moving right along.
What you got on that perfect-looking hand right now, man?
Okay, next thing we're gonna announce, this Christmas, we finally will
finally
release Joker cards 1-6 in the Ultra Devastating box set.
Something we've been wanting to do for a long time, but we've been restricted because of former labels. We were on a shit, Jive Records mainly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
that would be in dicks.
Fuck Jive Records.
But we got it now. The box set is coming out, and each Joker card comes with digitally remastered, digitally hooked up, and they come with extra tracks that were recorded for that album but left off. So you'll get Carnival of Carnage plus one or two tracks that were meant for Carnival of Carnage but we left off for whatever reason. So you get every Joker's card plus extra tracks.
Those extra tracks were a motherfucker to find, man. Going back to fucking 91 looking for real to real.
shit. Mike had to dig through the dungeon to find that shit. But it also comes with a documentary about the original first six Joker cards. So it comes with a full-length documentary, all in a box set. And if there's still record stores out there when this thing comes out, feel free to go in there. All you gotta do is pop the cellophane, throw the cellophane away, throw that shit up under your coat, especially if you're a fat kid like me.
Make sure you pull the CD off and pick the alarm off, put the CD back in there. I know the tactics.
Pop that fucking cellophane, stick that in between some CDs, stick that box set up under your fucking belly, and walk up off that bitch. Shut up, I hate those fucking things. I'll choke the shit out of you with that motherfucker.
Where's that fucking Jimmy Hart down there?
Right.
Off the south, Jimmy Hart.
Okay, next thing I want to tell you about that's coming. Now, did anybody see ICP and Twisted, Mike Clark and Legs Diamond on the devastating American Psychos tour? Well, check this out. Now's your chance to relive the American Psychos tour because the fact is, we brought Paul Andreessen and his camera crew on the entire tour. And we filmed a documentary that shows everything that happened, every show, every stage we were on the entire tour, fucking tour bus footage, backstage footage, even when Twisted got arrested in Florida, it's all on film. The American Psycho Tour documentary coming very, very fucking soon.
There's a lot of you motherfuckers on it too, trust me, we peeped the footage. There's a lot of juggalos up on there that's getting live. You know what I'm saying? It's as much about the juggalos as it is about our journey. It's a juggalos journey too.
That's right. If you ladies shaved your head and hairs off, by the time they grew back, the DVD would already be out. That's how soon it's coming out. That's how I base my time on shit.
Head and hair grow. It's a good timeline.
I was gonna say, by the time you regrow your nut hairs, but Shaggy regrows his nut hairs overnight, so.
Right.
How I know that? Don't fucking worry about that. I'm well knowledged in Shaggy's penis area.
Hey, it's my big brother. He takes care of me.
Okay. Are there any Zug Island fans in this bitch?
Nice.
Check this out. It's been 10 years since Zug Island's album Crack Tiles came out, and it is being re-released with brand new tracks and on Psychopathic Records, a brand new Zug Island album is on its way.
And it'll be playing tonight.
Is that tonight?
It's tonight, right? Yeah, it's tonight. We're gonna be playing Reunited, playing tonight here at the Gathering. We're gonna be freaking that shit.
And you know, and just like me and Shaggy were involved in the original Zug Island album, Cracked Tiles, we're involved in the writing of this one too. It's gonna be really, really dope. I know when Zug Island came out, we at Psychopathic were a little worried. It was the first time we signed a rock band. And we were kind of like, man, should we go on tour with them? I don't know how juggalos are gonna take it. But over the last 10 years, Zug Island's notoriety has built and built, and more people like them, and their legend has grown, and now it's time to do the damn thing right. So we will be bringing them on tour, and they will be dropping a new album, including the original album. Get ready for the Zug Thugs, because they're coming back. Now, we discuss something, a matter of slight controversy. How many people want to discuss? I waited till the Gathering for this seminar to talk about this. We haven't discussed this anywhere, but we gotta come clean and say how we feel about the Psychopathic Records departure of Boondocks. not say nothing about it.
Now look, but before anything's said though, check it out. From our side of the fence, it ain't no hard feelings. You know what I'm saying? No hard feelings whatsoever.
I don't know if you guys know this about Psychopathic, but yes, we're a company, we're a business, but we refuse to lock any artist in by a contract. We don't play that shit. If anybody wants to leave Psychopathic, I don't care if they're our best-selling act. If they don't want to be there, they can up and leave anytime they want.
With our support. Go ahead, do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
We don't lock them in. They're free to go whenever they want to go. When Boondocks came to Psychopathic, when we heard his shit, he was rapping as a guy. He was rapping as Turncoat Dirty. And we already had the concept of Boondocks in our mind because way back in the day, me and Shaggy had wanted to do a side project called the Bloody Brothers.
Yeah.
And we were gonna be these crazy hillbillies that had pitchforks and shit, and it was gonna be us. But we had so many other alter egos going, Dark Lotus, Riders, you know, everything else, Golden Goldies. Yeah, we started to look for somebody with a southern accent. We discovered Boondocks, he was perfect. He became Boondocks, and he fucking schooled the shit out of it, man. He did a great job.
Did you say Golden Goldies?
I said Golden Goldies, yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They don't love Golden Goldies.
No, they love Golden Goldies.
Well, if you know Golden Goldies, then you heard Rich and Mike rap.
Golden Warrior and
Golden Warrior and what the fuck was Mike's name?
Gold Digger.
Give me the fucking nuggets, bitch, or I'll punch your fucking face.
Here comes the gold. Hey, check out that record. I know we got the subject, but that was everybody drunk as shit. One take is all you got. Drunk as hell.
When you went, you had one take, and if you fucked up, that's how he was at a record. You know, some people on the album are like, wait a minute, I fucked up, I want to do it again. That's it, you're done. Fix it. Okay. Shut up! No, I don't want it. I do, but give me a second.
No, Jay, let me get a water.
Fuck up!
Shoes.
Yeah, everybody a sip, motherfucker.
Yeah, there you go. Shaggy.
I got a question.
All right, about Boondocks. Real quick, you know, like I said, everybody's free to leave. We're sad to see him go. The only complaint I have is I thought he should have been man enough to give us a call and tell us he was leaving. That's being real. We didn't know till we read about it on a Fagel Lovers interview. I thought we deserved a lot more respect than that. People ask me 1,000 times, how do I feel about Boondocks leaving? I told everybody I was gonna wait till I'm here. Here we are, that's how we feel. We feel the way he left was some bullshit, but I talked to him then. Since then, everything's good, there's no hard feelings. I think he should've came and told us. And people don't know this, but actually he had left 9 months earlier before he made the announcement. We couldn't get him to show up for anything, even the cypher. You know the cypher we did, the second cypher? Everybody's dressed in black and red. We tried to get him on that, we tried to get him on everything. I think he made his mind up 9 months earlier, but he didn't tell us. And then we finally read about it online, so that's our only complaint. If you're gonna leave, you know, have a set big enough to let us know.
Just not return calls, you know what I'm saying? Don't show up in Psychopathic for a year, not like holler at a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Let us know what's up. Because we didn't know, you know what I'm saying?
That's it. Other than that, we wish him luck. The motherfucker is an insane talent, and it's all good. There's not enough room in the jungle of the world for any kind of beef or anything like that. We love Boondocks, we love Turncoat Dirty, and we all wish him luck. Am I right? Are we still family? That's how we do the damn thing. Hang out of that blunt. All right. The next thing, we're getting to the end of the list here. I appreciate everybody listening, especially you motherfuckers out in the sun. The sun is not my friend, right? The sun beats my fucking ass. Shaggy can live in a fucking
Son of my shit. I love me some Son. Fuck the winner.
Yeah. All right. There's a new book coming out from Insane Clown Posse to follow up the first book, Behind the Paint. The book has been started. The book picks up right where Behind the Paint left off. The only problem with the book, y'all, is honest to God, as you'll find out with our last subject here, the book is still writing itself. You know, honestly, there's still so much shit going on that it's not like I can say, yeah, it'll be out by next year's gathering. I can't promise that because there's a lot of shit still happening in our world that would have to be in the book. So I can't say when it's coming. I just want everybody to know, if you like the first book, there is a follow-up book that covers the next 10 years that's happened. And just let everybody know, it is coming. Because I know a lot of people ask us about that too. We love you, the book is coming. Now, we're about to get down to shit. Does anybody like the notes, the official notes? As a souvenir with a mysterious nice handwriting on it, written by the mysterious Sugar Slam handwriting. He's got the fresh Long Island t-shirt. No, you guys got the water and the hottie. You get it. Alright. Not like that fucking piece of paper is anything fresh. It's worth about as much as that piece of paper is worth. All right, the last thing we want to talk about, three letters. The FBI. Check us out, perhaps you've heard, I don't know. Yes, fucking police indeed, but the FBI is beyond the fucking police. You know what I'm saying? Check this out, this is real shit here, man. Real shit, man, all right? Fucking major news here in our world, and I hope y'all feel us and understand what this means, what we're saying. I want you to understand the full gravity of what we're saying, all right? In October of last year, the FBI named Juggalos one of the top 10 gangs on the fucking FBI gang, top 10 gang assessment list. All right, right along with the Crips, the Bloods, the Aryan Nation, MS-13, all kinds of fucking lethal, deadly, drug-selling, street-taking over, hardcore street gangs. They have named Juggalos a street gang. Let me tell you how this affects us, all right? Starting off with the Juggalos. Since this thing happened, we have been hearing about Juggalos who maybe are on probation or parole, right? They go to visit their probation officer and they're wearing a psychopathic hat or something. The probation officer sees that hat and actually violates them. They violate their probation because they're wearing a Hatchet Man hat. Listen, we're hearing stories about ninjas being sent back to jail because they're wearing a hat, a Psychopathic Records hat, or a hatchet hat. There are ninjas who are on parole that just got out of prison, and same thing, they go to see the parole officer, and they have a hatchet tattoo on their arm, and the parole officer is sending them back to prison because they are now a gang member, okay? Check this out. I saw the other day in New York.
Yo, wig flipping, man.
Wig flipping. I saw a friend of mine pulled out a wanted poster for some ninja. On the wanted poster, it had his height, his weight, his everything, what he was wanted for, everything. And then it said gang affiliation, and the answer said Insane Clown Posse Juggalo. Check this out.
Wanted by the gang units, all that shit.
When this dude gets arrested and sentenced, the judge is not gonna sentence him as a civilian that got caught selling weed or whatever he did, but the judge is gonna sentence him as a gang member selling weed. So thus, they're punishing ninjas for being Juggalos. This is the government's way of telling us what you can listen to, what you can wear, don't know what the fucking word for this is, but
bullshit.
This is God. They're telling juggalos, without coming out flat out and saying it, they're telling you that if you listen to this music and you support this music, you are going to be committing a crime in our eyes. That's fucking insane. Listen, back in 1990, when NWA came out with the song Fuck the Police, they received a letter from the FBI. The record company and the band received a letter from the FBI, and the letter said, watch it. We're watching you. Watch it. Be careful. Well, now here we are in 2012. We'll take a letter any fucking day compared to what they did to us. They officially named Juggalos a gang. Let's talk about a ninja who 15 years ago got a Hatchet Man tattoo on his arm, right? Now, 15 years later, he's riding with his family. He's got three little kids. Let's say he sells real estate. He's got his wife next to him. They're driving in the car. He accidentally rolls by a stop sign. The police pull him over. They see the hatchet tattoo on the kid, on the guy's arm. So they file that ninja in the gang list. You feel what I'm saying? He's now filed as being a gang member. Do you understand the gravity of what I'm saying here?
Yo, check it out. Yeah, I mean, all right, picture this. You know what I'm saying? And this is real shit, man. This is straight real shit. You got a fucking mom walking with a 9-year-old kid, you know what I'm saying, through a mall in Grass Lake, Iowa. I don't fucking know. You know what I'm saying? And just walking through the mall, kid's got a fucking ICP or Hatchet Man shirt on. An MS-13 motherfucker run up, stab that little motherfucker, keep walking. You know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is that? Because this MS-13 motherfucker sees a juggalo and he's like, oh, this little motherfucker wants to be in the gang, all right? You know what I'm saying? That's crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Other gang members fucking with juggalos because in the eyes of the FBI, juggalos are a gang. You understand? Like, it's fucking, here's how it affects us at Psychopathic. Now the FBI is saying that the merchandise we sell, hatchet gear, is in fact gang apparel. Okay, stores like Hot Topic, which have been selling our shit for years, a lot of Hot Topics in a lot of states are no longer selling our shit because they're saying that it's gang apparel and they don't want to sell gang apparel. Right? There's, in our two buildings back in Detroit, there's 35 full-time Psychopathic employees, all right? Some of them started at Psychopathic when they were 18 or 19. You know, it was just fun. But since then, it's become their career. It's been 20 years. So now they've got families, and all they know is Psychopathic Records. Yet the government now is saying, you work for a gang. You understand what I'm saying here?
A lot of them employees got Hatchet Man tattoos, you know what I'm saying? It's like, now that you're working for a gang, you're in a gang too, motherfucker, you know?
Now, when we come to your city to do a concert, the fucking government is saying that concert isn't a concert. It's in fact a gang rally, which means to even get insurance on the building, the cost is through the roof, because who the fuck is gonna insure 1,500 gang members to have a party in their club, making it harder and harder for us to even find places to play. You understand? This is the government's way of trying to eliminate Psychopathic and the Juggalos. The only way they know how, they're trying to eliminate us. It hasn't even been a year. It hasn't even been a year. Imagine 5 years from now, when every person in America looks at juggalos as if they're a gang. How fucked up will that be, you know? Sometimes it's cool, oh, you're saying I'm a gang member? Fuck you, I am a gang member. But let me tell you something, it ain't cool. Because when you start going to jail for that shit, you start getting punished for the music you listen to. Ninjas, listen, this shit has never happened in the history of rock and roll, period. There has never been a case like this anywhere in the history of music. Never in American history or any other country has the FBI came and said, people that listen to this music are a gang. That is fucking incredible. And the only reason that shit isn't all over the news, and all over the topic of everybody's lips is because it happened to us. And everything about ICP and the Juggalos is a fucking joke to the mainstream world. If the government were to come down and say, fucking Katy Perry's fans are a gang, that shit would be world news.
Lady Gaga's little monsters are now a gang. It'd be like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
I promise you that fucking Conway Twitty's fucking fans, a great deal of them are probably pedophiles and racists and all type of shit, right? Out of the millions of people that buy Conway Twitty, I promise you there's all kinds of sick shit in there. But nobody is just saying all Conway Twitty fans are pedophiles. You know, just like I'm sure there are Juggalos in some cities that are in gangs. That's fine, I understand that. But you can't just say all Juggalos are a gang.
There were hippies that weren't fucking gangs, you know what I'm saying? Hippie motherfuckers. And they weren't in a gang file, hippies, you know what I'm saying?
So, this shit happened last October. There was a great deal of fear that the gathering this year, and it still could happen because it's only fucking Friday, the gathering this year might even get raided because this, in fact, in the eyes of the government, isn't a music festival. This is a giant gang rally. You hear what I'm saying?
Can you dig it?
Come on. I'm telling you the truth. And if you haven't been affected by this, get ready. Because if we don't do something about it, everybody here is gonna get fucked with eventually. As soon as the word is everywhere that Juggalos are a gang, you're gonna get treated like a fucking gang. If you wanna get a good job, your job boss is gonna be like, you got that fucking tattoo? We don't, just like if you had a fucking tattoo that said Aryan Brotherhood on your arm, nobody's gonna fucking hire you. Well, if this goes on, nobody's gonna hire any of you ninjas with hatchet tattoos, because in their eyes, it's not about the music. You're saying you're a gang member. And who the fuck's gonna hire a gang member with a tattoo right on his arm saying he's down with the gang? Does anybody feel what we're saying? So here's our announcement. A couple months back, we did an interview on Psychopathic Records where we took questions that Juggalos submitted through the internet. No matter what the question was, we answered that shit dead on. One of the questions was from a ninja who had a story about, you know, how he was fucked with. We hear all kinds of stories about people being fucked with by this thing, you know what I mean? And ninjas don't even put stickers in their back window no more of their car because they get pulled over and fucked with. You know what I'm saying? They can't even represent the family they love anymore. They can't even represent the music they love anymore because they get fucking pulled over and taken to jail for that shit. This is like some communist shit. You hear what the fuck I'm saying? And it's never happened in the history of music, ever. And the only reason people are sleeping on it is because it's us. And everything about us is a fucking circus in their eyes anyway. So, that kid that asked that question, at the end of his story, he said, what can y'all do about it? Are you gonna do anything about this? And my reply at the time was, what the fuck can we do about it? It's the FBI.
What can you do against the FBI? You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers reign supreme in this motherfucker, you know?
And here's my announcement. And it might sound like nothing big, or it might be what you guys expected. It might be nothing. But to us, it's everything. Our announcement is, no matter what it costs or what it takes, we are, as of right now, officially suing the FBI.
Me too. Check it out. We're taking the name Juggalo the fuck back from them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Fuck them.
Now, here's the scary part. What's gonna happen when you sue the fucking FBI, right? Here's the difference. We're not just some lone ninja suing the FBI. We are, in fact, in front of the world, publicly suing the FBI, okay? And we don't care if it bleeds us dry and we have to go into debt. The fact is, are we gonna win? Are we gonna be able to get Juggalos taken off the gang list? Who knows? It's a big mountain to climb, but the main fact is, we're not just laying down and taking it up the ass. Whether we can actually, on our budget, whether we can actually win against the FBI or not, I don't know. But we're not just gonna fucking sit back and do nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you about right outside of this building, right outside of this tent here, you're gonna find another tent, all right? And it says, on the tent, Juggalos fight back, all right? You can go into that tent if you were affected by this in any way.
In any way, form, or shape, or fashion, you know what I'm saying?
If you've been, you know, pulled over and fucked with, or your job gave you shit, or they gave you shit at the airport, or they gave you shit anywhere, if you've been fucked with this, you can go into that tent, and in that tent are employees of our law firm that'll hear your story and take your shit down, because we need help. Or, if you go home and something happens, there's a brand new website, JuggalosFightBack.com. It's up and running right now. And we wanted to tell you guys first, but right now at about 3:15, it could be right now, I don't know. What time is it? 3:20? 3:30? 15 minutes ago, the press release went out all over the world. You know, this means if they're not already bugging the office, bugging our homes, we don't know what's gonna happen. You know, no, it's never happened before. Do you understand the scope of that? It's never happened. We don't know if they're gonna get word today and then raid us tomorrow. We don't know. They may decide to raid us tomorrow because they need evidence. And so they may hear the news today that we're suing them and they know they're gonna be going to court for a hell of a battle. So they may fucking ascend in helicopters on this bitch tomorrow. We don't know. Nobody's ever taken the FBI on before. We have the best legal representation money can buy. And I'll tell you something about our fucking legal representation. Where's Ferris at? He's in a tent? Okay, I thought, okay. I wanted to bring Ferris up here. Listen to this shit, ninjas. We have an attorney, probably my age, about 25 or so. Give or take a year or two. But, you know, here he is right here, Ferris. Give it up for our attorney, y'all. This man right here. Story, no exaggeration. This man has been not just a Juggalo, but a diehard, as true as you can possibly be Juggalo, since 1994. So let's say this thing gets to court, and let's say they ask our attorney, what is a Juggalo if it's not a gang member? Who better to answer that fucking question than a Juggalo? Who better to defend the rights of a Juggalo than a fucking authentic, legit Juggalo? And who better to prove as a shining example Juggalos are not gang members, because he's a fucking well-established, successful attorney, and he's a Juggalo. So that's how we're doing it. And if anybody has any fucking problem, anything you want to talk about, anything happened to you or a friend or anything, go in and tent next door, talk to Ferris yourself, give him your story, because we need to put together our team that we're going after them. We need to know what happened to you. If there's people back at home that didn't come to the gathering, you need to talk to them and tell them. And we need to spread the word to all the other juggalos here at the gathering. Man, we're fighting back. So if you've been fucked with, go see us in that tent. Go see Ferris in that tent and let him know, man.
Hey, we got a family attorney. You all have a family attorney now, all right? They try to use the law against us, we're gonna turn it around and use the law against them, all right? We're gonna lay the law down on the FBI for the whole fam. I want everybody's story over here. I'm in the tent right over here. I want to hear everybody's story, how this has affected you. Or anybody at home, like Jason. We're gonna sue, okay. So we're gonna sue them for anybody that's been messed with by the police, by Border Patrol, at the airport, denied a job, even if you've been banned from the mall. On behalf of each and every juggalo that has been affected, we are gonna sue the FBI for each one of you. Each one of you. That's right, they're not gonna know what hit them. We got the whole juggalo family. One lawsuit against the FBI, one at a time. That's right, that's right. Listen, they're trying to tell you what you can and can't wear, what you can and can't say, who you can hang out with, when you ain't done nothing wrong whatsoever, all right? That ain't gonna stand. That's not gonna stand. You have the freedom to listen. You have the freedom to wear what you want to wear. You have the freedom to get a tattoo of something you love. This is a family of love. This ain't an organized crime family. We're gonna show the world through the law what juggalos are all about. One step at a time, and it starts right here at the gathering with all y'all.
Family has never been more needed, more important than right now, because this is a fucking uphill battle if there ever was one, and we need everybody's support, everybody's help, man. You leave it to us to do the work, we just need your fucking moral support. We need to know that you feel what we're doing, you know, because even if we don't know what this is gonna entitle, nobody's ever fucking gone up against the government on just something like this. We just need to know that y'all got our backs, because we got yours. Right, thank you, brother. And that's what's up, and that's why we're doing this, man. That's it for our seminar, man. We want to thank y'all for fucking hearing us out. And one more thing. We're not against the FBI having a gang list. We understand that. We're against juggalos being on that fucking list. Because it's fucking ridiculous, insane, and fucking stupid. You know what I'm saying? And all the FBI leading up to the president can line up in a single file line and blow us. One at a time.